The national conversation about gun violence in America is changing, from abstract legal arguments about the Constitution to deeply emotional pleas for weapons bans in the wake of school killings, as was the case during the Obama years. There's another voice emerging, devoid of the political zealotry of the NRA or the anger and outrage of anti-gun activists. It's a simple plea to take on would-be killers directly.
Hi, my name's Jim Irvine, and I'd like to talk to you about how and why FASTER saves lives. FASTER is an acronym that stands for Faculty and Administrator Safety Training and Emergency Response. It's designed for our school staff and administrators to deal with active killers. It involves having a firearm in the schools by trained staff and medical supplies to treat injuries.
Irvine is president of the Buckeye Firearms Foundation in Ohio, which designed the FASTER training program.
Just as if you had a fire on your stove, you wouldn't call 911 and ask for the fire department and then just stand there and watch the fire burn. You would get your fire extinguisher out and do something in the moment.
Laura Carno is applying that logic to bring the FASTER training to Weld County, Colorado. 17 teachers and staff participated in a pilot program that's part of a deep shift in the gun debate in America. The response to the Alexandria attack this month that left Republican Congressman Steve Scalise in critical condition has been legislation to allow lawmakers to carry firearms virtually anywhere. And last month, it was reported that the number of citizen conceal and carry permits for firearms hit a record 15.7 million, with applications doubling or tripling in some states.
I look at the American mindset as we're not just going to fold our arms and kick the dirt and watch something terrible happen. We're going to do something about it.
In her case, Laura Carno started a nonprofit to fund firearms training in her state. She calls it Coloradans for Civil Liberties, and she organized last week's training event.
In Colorado, it is legal, if you have the permission of your school board, to be an armed first responder in your school. And many schools in Colorado, especially in the more rural areas, in the days after Sandy Hook, said, we have to do something. God forbid something like that happens here. The sheriff is a half hour away or 45 minutes away. So we are our own first responders.
All right. So the law in Colorado that you remind us of here means that someone who may be used to volunteering for their school for things like bake sales and ice cream socials can actually volunteer to be a first responder and bring a concealed weapon into that school. But, I mean, not everyone who has the impulse to volunteer here is going to be helpful, and some may even be harmful. How do you deal with that?
Yeah, and there are several levels of approval they have here. So you've got a school employee who undergoes a background check to become a school employee. Then they get their concealed carry permit, and that's a different kind of background check. And then they have to be approved by their school board. So occasionally I'll hear, gosh, Mr. Jones in the math department shouldn't carry a gun. He once threw an eraser at a kid. Okay, well, Mr. Jones might not be approved by the school board if he has some sort of history of throwing erasers at kids. And I'd add to that, we're not seeing problems with this population, armed school staff. We're just not seeing problems. And if all of these what ifs, like what if a student gets the gun? What if the teacher leaves it on the bathroom counter? They're just not happening.
Right.
And mistakes can happen, absolutely, but we're just not seeing them.
Well, what was the moment for you that this became a calling?
Yeah, and calling's a great word for that, John. I have worked in Second Amendment politics for a very long time. I have always believed that in order to stop a bad guy, we need a good guy as close as possible. When I was invited to go to this training last year in Ohio, and I'll tell you, I'm not a super emotional person. I'm more of a logical thinker. Going to this training was emotional for me. And it was because of the people I met who were attending the training. These are teachers, janitors, principals, whoever, who would put their body between bullets and kids. And this isn't their own kid, other people's kids. And one of the teachers had said to me, we live in a broken world, hoping that a crazed madman isn't going to come through and hurt people, isn't going to stop him, but I'm a trained offender and I can stop him. And they come out of it very empowered that if something happens, they can step in and they can actually save lives. They don't have to be another Sandy Hook.
Laura, what would you advise a parent who still feels that the more guns you have in the school, the more insecure I'm going to be with my kid being there?
Yeah, they should talk to their school board and say, this is an area of discomfort for me. I want my kids kept safe, but I don't want guns in schools. They need to make their position known. Just as the parents who feel closer to my position, that they think armed staff is a deterrent and can save their kids' lives. And then if there's a school that has armed staff next to a school that doesn't have armed staff, parents can pick, and I would encourage folks to create that choice in their communities and be very vocal with your schools.
Finally, I spent a lot of time living in Israel as a journalist back in the 1980s, and there's one of the most well-armed societies in the world in terms of people going to the army and that sort of thing. When there would be soft target terrorism in Israel, and civilians would come to the location with their own guns, ready to help out the authorities, there would often be civilian casualties, people who get caught in friendly fire. And, in a military situation, you say, all right, collateral damage, this is the deal, this is the risk that we take. Are we going to be able to say that in a school? If that happens?
Yeah, and that's a great point. And here's how I'd answer that question. Many people say if we have more guns in schools in the hands of teachers or whomever, there's going to be kids caught in the crossfire. And I would answer them this way. There is nothing worse than a bad guy with a gun with nobody to stop him. Anything is better than that. I think every parent there would say, if there was somebody, some good guy in that building armed to stop that guy, could we have saved one child, two kids, five kids? And I think parents are willing to make that trade-off.
Laura Carno is the founder of Coloradans for Civil Liberties.
This is Donna from Winter Park, Florida. Arming school staff is not the answer. They would need to be heavily trained to be able to handle those rare situations professionally. If we arm school staff, should we arm nurses, camp counselors, daycare workers? Where would it end?
This is Alona from Athens. As a school employee, I do think we need more training. It would be nice to have another option besides hide and cower and hope that you're not discovered. Key employees ought to be trained to respond to the most likely scenarios in the event of a shooter. It is such a powerless feeling to have 30 children in a dark room looking to you, and you have nothing for them except your body between them and the door. It's really scary, and a little training and preparation would go a long way.
Do you think school staff should be armed and trained to take on active shooters? Tell us your view at 877-8-MY-TAKE. This is The Takeaway.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.